single step of your life has led up to this moment in your life, but what are you saying? See, the first point I want to share with you about this whole thing is that we got to prophesy to our own situations. And I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of the enemy stepping into my life, trying to run roughshod over my health, trying to run roughshod over my relationship, trying to run roughshod over my family. I went back to Chicago a few weeks ago, and my father had fallen. And I didn't know about it, but he had fallen several months ago. And when he fell, it called a subdural hematoma is what they call it. That means a bleed on the brain. And so in order to repair that, they have to go in and they have to do a craniotomy, which means they have to literally go into your skull, remove your skull, and so that they can get to your brain. And so when I first heard about this, you know, my dad is about 79. I was extremely concerned, you know, and in my natural mind, all I'm thinking about is, oh my God, you know, he got the brain, you know, number one, surgery at that age, you know, is a challenge because of your age and your strength. You don't have the same ability to recover as young people do, or so they say. And so, you know, I was a little concerned about it. And, you know, I could hear God in the back of my head saying, what are you going to say about this? This is what the doctors have said, but what are you going to say about the situation? And so I got on a plane and I went to Chicago. And I, when I tell you, I had a peace unlike any other kind of peace that I have ever had in my life when walking into a situation like that. See, my mother died from pancreatic cancer. I had a cousin die at the age of 42 from colon cancer. And colon disorders run, quote unquote, in my family. And so historically, when I walked into situations like that, they didn't turn out well. And so that's what was on the backdrop of my mind. But God says, As I'm on the flight to Chicago, he says, son, he said, this is going to be an experience unlike any of the others that you've had. And so when I showed up at that hospital and I walked into that hospital room and I saw my father, he had like 25 staples in his head. And he really couldn't really recognize or know that I was in the room. But how many of you know that when you are walking by faith, you can't be concerned about the thing that you see in front of you? And so I walked in there and I laid hands on my daddy and I began to pray in the spirit and I began to say, you shall live and not die. You got to prophesy to your situation. I don't know who I came here to talk to today, but you need to prophesy to your situation. If it's a pain in your body, last night I had a headache. I was like, oh, God, my headache, my head hurt, my head hurt, my head hurt. And I'm like, what am I saying? I'm built for this moment. I'm built for this moment. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Headache, you got to get up out of here. It might be somebody else in here that don't name the name of Jesus, somebody else that don't know how to prophesy over their situation, but you in the wrong house, you got to go. So I don't know who got that headache, but I don't have it no more. Last week, some of you all know I had been battling this health condition, and so about every 7 weeks I have to go into the hospital and get these infusions, and typically they're taxing to your taxing to the body, and so after I'd gotten mine, I went home as I normally do, and I was resting. And, you know, I'll tell you, this thing hit me this time so hard. You know, my wife is looking at me like, you okay? And I'm like, hey, I'm fine, baby. you know, I'm laying on the couch and I get this text message saying, hey, I need you to preach on Sunday. And I'm sitting here like, Lord Jesus. And my first response was like, no. To myself, I'm thinking, no, I can't. I'm laid up in a bed. How am I going to get up? I can't, you know, I ain't got time to study. I ain't got time to prepare. I ain't got, you know, but then I said, oh, no, wait a minute. I'm built for this moment. Doesn't matter what comes my way. Doesn't matter how I might be feeling on that day. See, here's the thing. Man is three-part being, right? I am spirit first. I have a soul, and I live in a body. So my spirit and my soul get together, and they tell this body, you got to line up. There's some people in the house of God that need the word of God. What you going to do? I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. Yes, Pastor, I will be there. I will be preaching. Thursday came along, and I'm like, Lord Jesus. Friday came along, Jesus. By the time we came up in here for prayer on Saturday, Lord knows I needed that anointing that was in this room. I said, Father, I thank you for your presence in this place. Because when you tap into the anointing, you tap into the power of God. See, there's a strength that I have in my own natural ability, but when I tap into the power of God, there's a strength that takes me to another level. Anybody in the room want to go to another level in this place today? I don't know what you're dealing with, but as I look on these screens, it says that 2019 is a year of dominion. Anybody decided that regardless of my situations or my circumstances, I'm stepping into another level. I'm stepping into another dimension. I'm stepping into a new place that God is calling me to. Baby, anybody got time to be dealing with no sicknesses? Anybody got time to be dealing with being broke? Anybody, I'm going to tell you something. If you're dealing with something in your finances right now, here's what you need to do, especially if you're a tither. You got to speak to your money. You got to speak to that bank account. You got to speak to your purses. I don't know about you, but there have been times where it's like, Lord, how are we gonna make this? How are we gonna make this happen? And I take that out and I say, you know what? I'm a tither. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your word, because your word says that we ought to bring the tithe and the offering, Lord God, into the storehouse, that there would be meat in your house. And God, I have been faithful to that. I have been obedient to your word, Lord God. So God, I'm standing here right now waiting for you to open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing, God, that I don't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. I was